The Washington Post has reported that on September 2nd, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the military to kill everyone, all 11 people, on a boat off the coast of Trinidad. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Because President Trump has declared that the U.S. is engaged in an armed conflict with drug cartels, a boat carrying drugs is, the administration says, an enemy naval vessel attacking the U.S. in wartime and can be blown up. Through November, the U.S. has destroyed 23 boats and killed more than 80 people allegedly engaged in drug smuggling. But no arrests, no charges, no evidence, no trials, no judges, no appeals. The only law is the law of war. The live drone feed from September 2nd showed a missile striking the boat, incinerating it, and minutes later, two survivors clinging to some wreckage. The U.S. then launched another missile to kill those men, according to the newspaper. President Trump's video release omitted the second strike. The Post also reported that the mission commander justified the second missile because somehow those two men might contact other traffickers who would save them and the cargo, and he was fulfilling Hegseth's directive. But in order to give no quarter, to intentionally kill defenseless combatants who can pose no threat, would constitute a war crime. And service personnel, when faced with a clearly illegal order from a superior, however uncomfortable, nonetheless are required by law to not obey that command. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.